Support for Here and Now comes from BetterHelp, committed to supporting mental health through therapy. Clients are matched with one of 25,000 therapists and can communicate via video, chat, or phone at betterhelp.com/public.
Today is Juneteenth. It was on this day, 155 years ago, the enslaved people of Texas were informed they were free, 2 years after Abraham Lincoln's Emancipation Proclamation formally abolished slavery. This year, the day is getting widespread attention as people throughout the country protest against police brutality and racism. But there is a long tradition of celebrating Juneteenth in many Black American communities, and one of those yearly celebrations includes Miss Juneteenth beauty pageants. One of those pageants is now the subject of a new feature film titled Miss Juneteenth, and actor Nicole Beharie stars as Turquoise, a former Miss Juneteenth winner.
When I was a kid, I used to go to the pageant every year, dreaming that one day I'd be up there. And the girls that won looked like they were floating. And they had all this hope and promise. I felt that when I won.
But for Turquoise, that promise went unfulfilled, and she hopes her daughter Kai can win this year's pageant and take advantage of the opportunities that come with the crown. This film, Miss Juneteenth, is available now on demand, and we're joined via Skype by its star, Nicole Beharie. Welcome to Here and Now.
Hello. Thank you for having me.
Nicole, I mean, what a moment that we're in right now, and what a moment for this film to be released.
Yeah, it's surreal. I couldn't have imagined shooting this a year ago and really just becoming familiar with the holiday, Juneteenth. I had planned on celebrating this year for the first time, but now it brings on a whole nother meaning.
What does this day represent for you?
It's a bittersweet holiday, and it kind of parallels with the story that we're telling, you know, sort of a dream deferred. We're celebrating freedom, but it's freedom that's been delayed. I feel like that's really pretty resonant with the moment that we're in right now.
Yeah, it speaks to Juneteenth in that this celebration came 2 years after the Emancipation Proclamation.
Yeah, and also the complexity of American history that's often left out, which is another thing that I like about the film that we made, is that like all the characters are flawed and they're well-meaning and there's space to sort of see things from a lot of different perspectives. I think that also speaks to just like the complexity of this moment. Like nobody is completely right. Nobody is completely wrong. I usually start work with like a question, and being Turquoise, like so much is uncertain and so much of your life is in flux that I feel like a year ago, I could not have imagined how much people I think will relate to that now. You know, people don't know what's going to happen financially with their health, with their futures, the future of their children. And that's really where we find this character.
Let's talk a little bit more about the character. So both your character, Turquoise, and her daughter in the film are so familiar to me. I mean, I was in a few pageants and cotillions as a young adult.
Really?
I know. Yeah, cotillions. I mean, man. I mean, it really spoke to me, that idea of looking at the debutantes and thinking about your future. I remember being really young and I'd go to these cotillions. My cousins were in them. And just the hope and the promise of the future, you know? As part of the prize in this film, Miss Juneteenth gets a scholarship to a historically Black college, which means everything for your character, Turquoise. Let's listen.
That scholarship made me feel like I finally had a chance. My life could have been different if I would have stuck with it. That's what I want for you.
You lived this character during the filming. What does the pageant represent for you?
Oh, wow. That's a great question. Wow. I have a complex relationship with pageants. I probably shouldn't say this. I've never been in one myself. You know, I was like a theater kid, nerd, weird person. So they probably wouldn't have wanted me anyway in anybody's pageant. But I kind of see the pageant in this as like one of the doors of opportunity. And Turquoise is really stubborn about wanting her daughter to walk through that particular door. a little bit of the pageant to me is holding on to the past. And because it was so personal to her, because she had won. And like, how many of us feel like our best days are behind us, especially as a woman and actress that's getting older? Mm-hmm. That's another one of the questions that I've been asking myself, and probably
really?
Through this,
yeah.
through this film, is like, are your best days behind you? What does that feel like? And how does that change the way that you move in the world? And I think Turquoise believes that at the beginning of this film.
Mm. Writer-director Channing Godfrey Peoples. She set mm-hmm. this film in Fort Worth, Texas, where she grew up as a child of a single mother. How much did her memories shape your performance?
Oh, my goodness. Even what you're playing, that speech that Turquoise gives to Kai, those words that she's saying are almost verbatim out of, you know, Channing's mouth.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And there's a lot of responsibility that comes with that. Like, I got there and, you know, she's from this community in Fort Worth, Texas. And they were, I mean, a real community. Like, everyone rallied around. A lot of the actors are actually locals and people that frequent all the bars and the church and the pageant. So it was 100% her baby.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And with that came, like, you know, go hang out with my cousins and work on your dialect, you know. And
oh, wow.
Work in the bar. Yeah, I like worked in the bar for like, you know, a few weeks, maybe a week or two.
Yeah. You mentioned for Turquoise, this pageant represents looking to the past.
Mm-hmm.
Do you still feel like there's a place for beauty pageants like this? And what do they represent in this current moment?
I've been reading this, like, traditional West African spiritual teacher named Maladoma Somme, and he talks about the need for ritual and for rites of passage for youth. And something like this, where you're bringing the teenage girl or boy or whomever into the awareness of what the values are and how much the community values them. I do think that there's something there. Does it have mm-hmm. to be in the format of putting a dress on and winning a prize? I don't know, but I definitely feel like there's something there that I wish that I had even had. Mm-hmm. Seeing the confidence and the sort of well-spoken poise of some of these young ladies.
You went to Juilliard. You also appeared in Shame, The Express, and TV shows like Sleepy Hollow. I know you from Black Mirror. There's a lot of talk lately about not only diversity in Hollywood, but a centering of Black and brown narratives and leadership roles in particular. Are you thinking about this in this moment that we're in?
Absolutely. What's interesting is we're seeing people, you know, social media is kind of taking over, and we're seeing all kinds of content and people not having to wait for the usual gatekeepers to do things. And I think even during the coronavirus, it kind of leveled the fields.
Hmm.
You start thinking of like how you can create outside of what you thought was possible, which kind of harkens back to the story, like reimagining what is storytelling now and who says that a story that's simple, like I've had a lot of people say about Miss Juneteenth, it's just so simple. I was like waiting for some big kaboom or something mm-hmm. to happen. I think there are particular tropes and stereotypes whenever there are people of color or Black people on camera. So yeah, even some of the parts that you talked about, like, you know, leaning into some of the taboos and just creating material that's coloring outside the lines of what we tend to see.
Yeah. Do you think this is a moment of real change?
This might sound a little cynical, but Hollywood has a legacy of supporting stereotypes internationally. You know what I mean?
Hmm.
You have master storytellers that are controlling the narratives, and could they potentially manipulate and continue to control them in ways that serve an old paradigm? I don't know, perhaps.
Yeah.
I hope that changes. But to sort of bring it back to the movie, when you have communities like this
mm-hmm.
or ritual or elders that sort of look back and you have like evidence of the strength of the people and their love and hope for the future generations, then those other storytellers who may not have your best interest in mind have less power.
What do you hope audiences take away from Miss Juneteenth?
That there's an opportunity to like reimagine ourselves when mm-hmm. our life shows up a little differently than what we expected it to be. That like our best days are not behind us if we make it so.
Mm.
It's going to take some work, but hopefully.
Nicole Beharie stars in the new film Miss Juneteenth. Nicole, thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure.